When Jesus was given all authority in heaven and on earth by God the Father, it was to set into motion the worldwide expansion of his earthly ministry. Jesus Christ began his ministry alone. He walked highways and byways, teaching and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and performing healing. His ministry grew when he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach, empowering them to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Later, his ministry expanded further when he sent out 70 others to heal and declare that the kingdom of God had come near. Finally, with the victory of the cross behind him, and before ascending into glory, Jesus commanded the great sending of all his followers for all time, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." The last phrase of his send-off order, "teaching them to observe all that I commanded you," is the capstone of his final charge. By these few words, Jesus spoke a permanent standing order to be handed down from disciple to disciple, as if spoken personally by the Lord himself. Today, his standing order passes to you and me, the personal charge given to each of us by Jesus Christ himself, to do and teach others to do all that Jesus commanded. It's in this spiritual reality of being caught up into God's glorious end day's purpose that we experience Jesus' empowering promise of his never-ending nearness. "And lo," he proclaimed, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age."